This is the Ethanol Report. Coming up October 20 through the 22nd is the 2014 Export Exchange, sponsored by the Renewable Fuels Association and the U.S. Grains Council, designed to bring international coarse grain buyers and U.S. suppliers together, with a particular focus on the ethanol co-product, distillers' dried grains with solubles, better known as DDGS or distillers' feed. The event's held every 2 years, and this is the fourth such event, the third one under the name Export Exchange. Speaking with RFA President and CEO Bob Dineen right now, and Bob, tell us how interest in this event has grown over the years and really why it's so important.
Well, it has grown a lot, in part because the importance of exports has grown over that time, and we expect this year to have more than 180 international buyers and end users meeting with more than 300 domestic suppliers over the 2 days of educational sessions and networking opportunities in Seattle, Washington in October. You know, it is critically important. This is a great time to be having this event, frankly. We export about 25% of our distillers' feed, and in the past, more than half of that has gone to China. Well, you know, China is making export of distillers' feed to that country a bit more challenging today, to say the least. They have concerns about GMO. Frankly, they're really just negotiating the price with some of the shenanigans that they have been playing with respect to our distillers' feed. So, you know, we're going to be educating folks about the impact of GMO at this event. But more importantly, we'll have buyers from more than 33 other countries. So, you know, we're going to be looking to build markets beyond just China at this event. But it is, I think, going to be a critical event at a critical time.
So tell us about some of the efforts that the U.S. Grains Council has been involved in order to help educate other countries about the value of using distillers' grains as livestock feed.
Well, the Grains Council has a network of contacts and offices all across the globe, and they know the agricultural community in many countries that U.S. ethanol companies don't necessarily know. So it's been a valuable partnership. We have the ethanol and distillers' grain expertise. They have the contacts. They understand agriculture and farmers in developing countries. And so they create the forum and the opportunities for us to educate folks about the value of high-protein distillers' feed.
And you're extending a special invitation to agricultural media to attend this event. Why is it so important, do you think, for agricultural media to cover this aspect of the industry?
Well, again, the export markets are so important for our industry, and they are going to be an increasing market opportunity. We're already exporting a quarter of the distiller's fee that we produce. That's about 9 million metric tons of a 36 million metric ton market, and that could grow. When you look this year at the fact that we will be producing the single largest corn crop in history, clearly a lot of that product is going to be exported, whether it's corn or distiller's feed, and it is a direction that agriculture is going to be moving. And in the U.S., exports have always been a very important market. That market is growing more and more important each and every day.
U.S. Grains Council CEO Tom Slate says the partnership with RFA has been a great way to help increase exports of DDGS by facilitating networking between buyers and sellers.
This is a chance to bring them together, put a face on those interactions. And they've always led to expanded businesses, meeting new companies. Actually, a lot of the benefit from Export Exchange has different companies talking to each other. And then we always partner that with tours for these companies to go out to the production areas in the United States. They can see for themselves. So it's a really great opportunity for companies to come, international buyers, to meet international sellers, and actually, you know, be on the same plane, be in the same place at the same time. This is the fourth time we've done this meeting. Really looking forward to a strong meeting in 2014.
Grains Council Industry Relations Director Lindsay Erb-Sharkey has been helping to coordinate the event, and she says international representatives at the Export Exchange span the globe.
So So we've got kind of some of our major customers, you know, companies coming from Mexico, from Canada, from Japan. You know, these are customers kind of throughout the coarse grains chain, and they also use DDGS. We've also got customers that are a little more new to the market, a lot of companies from Southeast Asia. We have companies from areas like Peru, which is looking at DDGs more recently. Also, parts of North Africa and the Middle East are taking a really close look at DDGS. So we've kind of mixed those who have been buying DDGs for a long time, who are going to be looking to meet with their suppliers, and also companies that are looking to find suppliers and learn more.
So, Lindsay, tell us a little bit about the program and maybe some of the things that are new this year at the Export Exchange.
So our keynote is Curtis Jones, who's the Global Director of Economic Analysis for Bunge. And Curtis is going to be kind of addressing those broader challenges and opportunities in global agriculture. And certainly that landscape is continuing to evolve. So we're excited about that. This year, new to the program is a transportation panel. We have a representative from Lauritzen Bulkers and also from Maersk Line, who are going to kind of address both sides. So we're looking at vessels and containers. So we've got a really exciting panel, very high-level panel for that. Another area that's new for us this year is a session on financial markets. So Terry Barr with CoBank is going to be discussing kind of the transition in agriculture and global financial markets, interest rates, risk appetite, things like that, and how that affects trade. Finally, we are going to be having a session. Howard Ming from CropLife is going to be addressing biotechnology, certainly a hot issue right now all over the world.
There will also be sessions on agricultural policy, DDGS nutrition, and the supply-demand outlook for the ethanol co-product. Once again, that event is October 20th through the 22nd. And to find out more information, simply go to exportexchange.org. That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.